Reading here a little bit from Navamrita. Chanting the holy name is more suitable for spiritual realization in this age than yoga or meditation. In India, the yogis, the transcendentalists, or the devotees all leave home and reside in sacred places such as Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavana, Rishikesha, and Haridwar, and in solitude practice yoga where the sacred rivers like the Yamuna and the Ganges flow. But often this is not possible, especially for Westerners. The so-called yoga societies in big cities may be successful in earning material benefit, but they are not at all suitable for the actual practice of yoga. One who is not self-controlled and whose mind is not undisturbed cannot practice meditation. Therefore, in the Brihan Naradiya Purana, it is said that in Kali Yuga, the present yuga or age, when people in general are short-lived, slow in spiritual realization and always disturbed by various anxieties, the best means of spiritual realization is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. From Bhagavad Gita as it is. Hare Krishna. We just chanted that Vidya Vadu Jivanam, that the chanting of the holy name is the soul of all education, of all knowledge. And we can perform that so easily, simply by moving the tongue and the lips, we can actually produce this amazing vibration of the holy names of Krishna. And this is indeed a very, very deeply merciful intervention of Krishna into our chaotic lives to give us a very ample chance to access Him simply by chanting His names. So it is His great mercy. While we chant Hare Krishna, we should understand that Krishna has stretched Himself, actually extrapolated Himself to make it so easy to access. Normally, it's so difficult to access Krishna. So it's Krishna's mercy that He has come in the form of the holy names. And therefore, devotees of the Lord, they don't bother about any other form of access in this particular age. And they totally drown themselves in somehow or the other, fixing themselves in the holy name. There is a nice shloka which I don't recollect very well. Whatever other people may say, parivadatu jano yatha tatava, whatever anybody may say about anything about the absolute truth, how to access, what to do, different methods, nanu vikaro, forget the hari rasa madhira matali madha bhuvivilutamo natamo nirvishamaha. I don't care what anybody would say. I am convinced. I am completely absorbed. Hari rasa madira, maddened by the rasa of chanting the holy names and developing this taste. I am so happy that I can roll in the ground, in the dust, and completely in gay abandon absorb myself in Krishna's holy names. So the holy name has got that amazing potency. I think this is from Padyavali. Amazing potency, and unbeknownst to us, really we don't know the greatness of the holy name, but we are chanting because of the mercy of Vaishnavas, mercy of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and still it has got this amazing effect on us, bringing gradually a detachment towards material affairs and material things and absorbing us in the supreme absolute truth, Krishna. Harinama Sankirtan.